The next singer we're going to tell you about lives and performs in Spain. 23-year-old Maya Vidal is part French, part Japanese-American, and she makes music as diverse as her background. The world's Jerry Haddon met her in a cafe in the city she now calls home, Barcelona.
Maya Vidal has crammed a lot of music into her 23 years. Like a trailer, it'll go down, but hold it, you can tell me how to live. This isn't her, but at 16, Vidal was playing bass and accordion in punk bands in upstate New York, cranking out music inspired by groups like this one called Rancid. For her, Vidal says, being a teen punk was perfectly normal in a reactionary sort of way.
I had a very typical adolescent experience in that I, you know, was doing punk rock and was a rebel and had orange hair and dreadlocks and mohawks and all kinds of stuff like that.
That might not be everyone's idea of typical, but either way, at 18, Vidal says she burned out on the punk scene, swapping her mohawk for a decidedly less rebellious Dutch boy bob.
I think that that was maybe part of not only an emotional transformation, but maybe me sort of not being able to be contained in the punk idea anymore, which was like, you know, I wasn't actually all aggressive all the time, and I did actually have feelings, and I was actually a sensitive person.
Vidal swung to the other extreme, reinventing herself as the waif-like, ultra-innocent persona she called your kid sister.
When I first started doing Your Kid Sister, it was kind of I was like just rejoicing in the fact that there was suddenly this scene that was, you know, not only not aggressive, but, you know, everybody would come to my concerts and just be totally quiet and really nice to me. And so that was just this new experience for me anyway. I can tell you how it'll go down, but only you can tell me how it'll end. All systems will stop right here. All we are is pretend. So many things can be a mystery, but all we're seeking. But Vidal as Your Kid Sister wasn't totally naive. For one, she sang mostly covers of punk songs, like that first Rancid track you heard, It's Quite All Right.
It's all right. It's quite all right with me.
At first, Vidal says she liked the irony, the contradiction, but she says sooner or later she had to stick her neck out and just be herself.
And then back to my house. Watch your step. I'm number one B. Come on in. I'm sorry for the mess.
Basically, the only way for me to really truthfully embody my music or express myself was just to be, you know, Maya Vidal doing my thing. So now it's less of like a, I'm not really trying as much to push a feminine, fragile thing. It's more just sort of like more facets of my personality.
Vidal as Vidal has become pretty successful. She's touring constantly around Europe these days. She's just made her first full-length CD called God Is My Bike. Her sound is playfully reminiscent of classic French chanson. Her lyrics range from funny to dark to frank. Follow Me is about an unrepentant young woman who doesn't hesitate in bringing young men home with her. It's a jab at her American side, she says, with its stricter mores.
Throw my head back as I laugh. I touch your arms, look into your eyes. We'll say some words that I'll forget. We both know they're mostly lies.
This song is a bit of bold realism, but Vidal's new music is still sweet, like Your Kid Sister, even as she sings about big sister stuff. Perhaps you hear that best in her song, Alphabet of My Phobias. She starts it in the cafe.
I want to write a song about the words I live without, the words I cannot say, in hopes they go away. I want to write a song about the words that I've cut out, my verbal repertoire. You've waited, now here they are. A is an abortion, animal cruelty, and B is for the bees. C sees climate change, these doomsday, these earthquakes.
But Vidal isn't burying her head in the sand. By the end of the song, she recognizes that you can't really hide from your fears. After that, it's a celebration.
Instead of, you know, staying up all night because I'm so freaked out about everything, why not just choose to bring more happy and good and sweet and fun and exciting and dreamy into the world and see what happens? And what basically has happened is I kind of now almost live in that world.
'Cause I live in a world of peace and harmony.
For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.
Maya Vidal singing us to a close today from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for being with us.